You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, episode 13, God is Accessible. I'm your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in their father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Today, I'm going to be talking about the attribute of accessibility, and it is absolutely one of my favorite attributes of God. I don't know about you, but there is something comforting about not having to wait to communicate with God. We have to wait for everything. We wait in traffic. We wait in line at the grocery store. We wait in the carpool line. Help me, Jesus. We have to wait on our turn at the salon. We wait everywhere. But when we have an urgent or minimal need, we do not have to wait to commune with God because He is accessible. Friends, that's good news. I think what makes this attribute that much more amazing is the fact that we are not getting access to a celebrity or a president or some other person that we might deem important. We are getting access to the God of the entire universe. We do not have to go through security or be vetted and checked by anyone. We don't have to pay any money. All we have to do is quiet ourselves, which is a small feat, and talk to Him exactly as we are. We don't have to change or become acceptable in His sight. We just have to come. A holy God makes Himself accessible for flawed mankind. He's not too busy, not too important, and not too preoccupied with running the entire world to stop and commune with us. But this was not always the case. When we think of a baby entering the world, it's hard to imagine them being anything but perfect. In actuality, however, we all come into this world as little sinners. We are prone to behave badly. We come into the world cute, cuddly sinners in need of a savior. We are in need of a Savior because our sin separates us from God the Father. In the Old Testament, we see that sin was atoned for by priests. There were several different atonement practices and rituals for different types of sin. Once a year, the entire nation of Israel observed a special ritual in which all people atoned for their sin. It was called a Day of Atonement. Once a year, the high priest was commanded to make an offering in order to make atonement for the sins of all the Israelites. This was a one-size-fits-all method for dealing with sin. Not effective. It was not intimate and personal, and it hinged on one man making a sacrifice for many. This went on until the death of Jesus Christ, which was still one man making a sacrifice for many, but it was once and for all. There would not be a need for another sacrifice to be made. Jesus was considered the perfect sacrifice through whom once and for all would atone for the sins of the entire world. And so when the Apostle Paul says, "You who were once far away have been brought near," this is what he was talking about. You and I, who, unless we are Jewish by birth, would be considered Gentiles, we have been brought near to God as a byproduct of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When Christ broke the sin wall that separated us from God, we were able to draw near to God, our Heavenly Father. We were essentially given 24-hour access to God, not as strangers, not as random people, but as beloved daughters. This is accessibility. Have you ever found yourself needing to talk to someone, yet everyone you reached out to was unavailable, busy, distracted or unable to focus solely on you at the moment? That is because people were never designed to be our everything. As great as some of the people are in our lives, they do not have the capacity to be there for us 100% of the time. People like you and me are flawed and will eventually fail us in some way. Maybe you can relate all too well. Maybe the person that failed you in some way was your dad. Maybe he abandoned you or cheated on your mom or was addicted to drugs and alcohol or simply was just inaccessible in your life, leaving you with a ton of disappointments. Maybe the lesson you learned as a result is I have to depend on myself because I cannot depend on anyone else. Whereas your father may have failed you, you don't have to allow that reality to color your perspective of God. God is accessible. When we reach for him, he is always available. We will never get a voicemail message, receive an email laced with rejection, or fail to get a return text because God is accessible to us. We don't have to meet any prerequisites before we communicate with God. In fact, there's a story in the Bible that illustrates this for me. It's found in Joshua chapter 10. Joshua and the Israelites were going into battle against five kings of the Amorites. Joshua was the underdog in this situation. It didn't seem likely that he would win this battle against five kings. And so he prays to the Lord and he asked that the sun would stand still and the moon would stop. And that is exactly what happened. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, the Bible is full of a lot of interesting stories. Of all the things to ask for, I would have never recommended that God stop the sun and the moon. I would have said, this is a bit much, but Joshua petitioned God and God answered. I love this story because it demonstrates how we have access to God, our Heavenly Father. Ladies, he is sovereign and in control of all things, to include the sun and the moon. He did this on behalf of Joshua in Joshua's time of need and the Israelites. But you know what? I believe that when we have an overwhelming situation in our lives, he will come through for us in the same way. If we have a proverbial sun that needs to be stopped or a moon that needs to be stopped, I believe that God will do the same for us. When you reach out to God, he's never unavailable. He is always accessible to you and I. He is never inconvenienced or bothered. He is always ready and willing to spend time with us because he is accessible. If you have been reluctant to tap into the accessibility of God, why? Does it seem silly to talk to a God you cannot see or hear? Maybe it feels really foolish. Let me encourage you not to put your faith in things you can see, but rather put your faith in the one, capital O-N-E, you can't.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God is accessible to you today and always. If you have been reluctant to trust the accessibility of God, take a risk. Talking to God is just that simple. He can handle whatever you bring to him, as it says in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And when you do, I believe he will be eagerly waiting to spend time with you. You've been listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, episode 13, God is Accessible. Hopefully this podcast has informed or reminded you that God is ready to commune with us 24 hours a day. If you have not experienced this attribute, I hope you will, because he is accessible to you today. Whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed. Hope to be secure. Hope to be free, completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 13, God is Accessible. I am your host, Kia Stevens, and I hope you will join me for episode 14, God is a Provider.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.